program.
This is program number LW1114.
But it's a problem lots of mothers and daddies face, and when I say mothers and daddies, I'm talking about adoptive parents. One out of every 50 persons today among us is adopted. And it's amazing, these mommies and daddies have lots of questions to answer. Jane Farmer, an adoptive mother, tells about how it finally happened with her, this discussion she had been dreading. When he was almost 5, little Les came into the house one day and asked, "Mommy, where does the adoption agency get babies?" Well, Mrs. Farmer tells that she took a deep breath and answered calmly, just as she had rehearsed it so many times. She said, "Well, almost every mother who has a baby wants to take care of him, but sometimes, for many reasons, a mother can't take care of her baby, so she asks the adoption agency to find just the right mommy and daddy." Well, she says that after her answer, she breathed a great sigh of relief because little Les's next question was, "Can Gregory come and play with me today?" Children do that a lot, you know. Her little adopted son seemed to have accepted it so matter-of-factly and went on. What he needed was time to digest the idea. It's important how we answer the questions of adopted children. It's hard for any of us, big or little, to face the idea that someone, somewhere, no matter the reason, gave us up. Well, if you're adopted, you can understand how little Les would still probe the problem day after day. Mrs. Farmer says one day she reprimanded Les for playing too roughly with his little sister, and his response to her was, "You don't love me." And she said she calmly chanted, "I love you when you're good, I love you when you're bad, I love you when you're happy, I love you when you're sad." She says that was an old game with him, and he simply responded by laughing, accepting what she had said. Mrs. Farmer says, though, she wondered, was he really insecure, or was he simply manipulating her, or maybe a combination of the two? She says that she knew that if Les thought if he could upset her with this complaint, he'd get as much mileage from it as he could. Children are like that. And sure enough, it wasn't long until he said it again, "You don't love me." Her response was a casual, and I think this shows how smart a mama she was. It was a casual, "I'm sorry you feel that way. I love you, son. That's all I can say." And then she went about her business in a matter-of-fact way that seemed to say, "The subject's closed." Well, after that incident, she said about 30 minutes later, little Les passed through the kitchen where she was working, and he said, "Love you, Mom." And she responded by saying, "Love you, too." I guess lots of mamas and daddies face that same kind of problem, that kind of challenge, trying to communicate to their adopted son or daughter that they truly love them. And Jane Farmer tells how her little Les finally accepted it one day. Let me just read to you her story, how she put it. It goes this way. Les one day was watching his daddy repair the riding lawnmower. Perched on top of the mower seat, he asked, "Mom, why did you and daddy adopt me?" Quickly, I decided on a different approach. "Don't you think it was a good idea?" He grinned and asked, "Was it because you wanted someone?" "Yes," she said. I was elated that the right words, the perfect words, had come from him and not me. Then she said that he said, "I wanted someone too." She says it was then he grabbed me with all his might and we swung each other around hugging each other. He had finally accepted it.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by The Church of Christ.